trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
From the center of the universe and covering Baltimore, D.C., Philly, Pittsburgh, and all points in between, it's the Hub City's own, The Hub Show. And now, here are your hosts, Charming Grissette, Chris Canfield, and Jerry Heisch.
Two, one, Hub Show, Jay Heisch, Chris Canfield, Charming Grissette, is all here in the house.
That one's for Tony.
You should have finished that before.
Oh, that one's for Tony.
No, it was
Does Tony listen to the podcast?
I don't think so. Yeah. No one knows who Tony is. Anyway, Hub Show has a TV show on the local cable company out here, and we're getting a couple of kudos from the people that run the station.
From the head honcho.
The head honcho.
Jay's World. Jay's World.
What do you think a honcho is?
A honcho?
A honcho. If we were to look it up in the dictionary, what would be the definition of honcho?
I don't know. The head man? The head cheese?
The big cheese?
The big El
cheese?
Jefe?
Yeah. El Jefe? Heifer? El Jefe, right?
The big kahuna.
Big kahuna. Big the cheese. Boss man, right?
Yeah.
The honcho.
Well, what was the one on Fred Flintstone? The Grand Poobah.
Well, yeah. Because he was in the Moose Lodge or whatever.
Yeah.
Brontosaurus Lodge.
Brontosaurus Lodge.
Mastodon Lodge, is that what it was?
I don't know.
Sounds about right, though,
sounds
right?
Cool.
It sounds very Flintstone-y.
It's a good band. Mastodon's a good band.
Mastodon is a good band.
Mastodon?
Yeah, speaking of bands, I went to go see Bob Seger last night.
Yeah, the old man himself. Huh?
Final tour. Extended days.
You probably said that last year.
They always say that.
I know.
Well, I mean,
the Rolling Stones have done their final tour like 50 times, too.
Yeah,
and they're still going.
Yeah.
How many times has Michael Jordan retired?
I don't know. Two,
last time
three.
He did.
Yeah, but I do think this is Bob Seger's last time. He was supposed to do a tour last year, and he cut it off because of health reasons.
Uh-huh.
So then this year he comes back, and he did the whole tour. And then he goes, you know what? I want to add 4 or 5 more dates to it.
Really?
I'm not dead yet.
But I did swear at the end of one of the songs, he kind of like went,
he kicked back.
And I was like, I hit Eric on the shoulder. I was like, this is it. He's going to grab his chest.
Know, Chris
He's
is
going
like,
down.
It's history. We're here for history, man.
I saw Iron Maiden at Jiffy Lube at that same venue. And I was like, how are these old dudes doing this? Like, the drummer was just like, there was a puddle of sweat underneath me.
Yeah, man,
that's
hardcore.
It's like skeletons just jamming out. This is amazing.
Right? Rock and roll must keep them alive. They found the fountain of youth.
Dude, Keith Richards is still going.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus. I mean, bypass surgery.
He's a pirate.
He is, right?
Yeah.
Pirate of rock and roll.
That's right.
Huh. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's the zombie of rock and roll.
The rolling zombies.
The undead of rock and roll.
Alright, well, hey, we have a guest in the house. We have Miss Jasmine Luhouse. Did I say it right?
Yeah, you do.
Alright, Jasmine.
That's pretty cool.
You are a senior in high school getting ready to graduate, and you're getting ready to don the uniform, and you're gonna join the US Air Force, right?
Yes, that's
right.
Correct.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And like you were telling me before we went on the air, you actually ship out to you're going to Lackland, right?
Lackland in San Antonio, Texas.
Ooh, you girl. You're going there, what, June 11th?
Yeah.
Like right after you graduate.
Yeah, and I'm going to be there all summer in the heat.
You're going to be there all summer?
Yeah.
Wait, it's 6 weeks, right?
It's 8.5 weeks.
8.5 now? Oh, it's gone up.
That's 8.5.
I know.
Okay. Is it just different for different branches?
It is different for
different
branches.
Well, it used to be 8 for the Army. It used to be 13 for the Marines. It was 6 for the Air Force at one time. Things have changed.
Oh.
It's been a while since I was in, so yeah, you know.
Is there any way I could like maybe join the one that only takes like a week and then get a pension off of it?
There is the one that takes a week.
No, what's the Coast Guard do?
Yeah.
They do a good six weeks, dude. It's very intense too, man.
Yeah,
you could be a reserve.
Oh,
no,
there you
don't
go.
Be reserve. Do not go reserve. You're going active, right? Active duty. Yes. Good. Don't do reserves. What's up with Mike? Is that you? You breathing heavy or something? No. Are you hearing that? Who is that? There you go. Anyway, so Lackland, you're going down to Texas. A little hotter down there than here in Maryland, girl. Yeah.
Which part of Texas is that in?
That's like
San Antonio,
right?
Oh, yeah. West Coast, right? San Antonio's kind of west.
But Texas.
Hot.
Texas heat in June. Yeah. You know, I joined the Army. I went from New Hampshire in a hot summer to South Carolina August 1st. That was a different kind of heat.
Yeah.
That shit hit me in the face.
Cannot breathe.
No, absolutely.
Are you excited?
I'm kind of excited but nervous at the same time.
You nervous? Well, yeah. Let's back up. What's your MOS? What are they called in the Air Force?
Well, we just call it a job, I guess.
What's your job? What are you doing?
It's a fusion analyst.
Fusion analyst?
They don't really tell you much about it beforehand because it's a top secret job.
Ah, you getting a clearance?
Yes.
All that good stuff.
So fusion analyst.
Have to figure out what you do there.
Is it something to do with computers?
Analyzing. No, has no, nothing to do
nuclear
with
nuclear fusion.
Yes, she wants to, she's going to be the one figuring out whether cold fusion works or not.
Whoa. You have no idea what you're doing? You just know that's the job?
I had like a woman tell me that a couple of her friends were in school for fusion analyst, and pretty much the gist of it is you take information from other analyst jobs and you put together the bigger picture of what's going on, and then you have to make decisions on how to keep everyone safe.
There you go.
That makes total
a lot of
sense.
Responsibility there, girl. Yeah.
Now the
mess
title
up.
Makes sense.
You're nah, fusing cool. all the information. Yeah.
So you're going to Lackland, Texas for boot camp. And also for training?
For my training, it's in San Angelo. It's called Goodfellow Air Force Base.
So, well, where
and
is
that's
that?
Also in Texas.
In Texas, right. Yeah. Okay. I was an Air Force brat growing up. So I lived and grew up on Air Force bases and all that stuff. But we were never in Texas. But yeah, that sounds awesome. How many years have you signed up for? Four?
Right now, I have 6 active and 2 inactive.
Did 6 up front, huh?
Yeah.
I did 4. And then I did my reserve stuff.
You think you're going to be a lifer?
A what?
A lifer?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You think
that's what I plan on doing.
You want to do it for 20?
Did you do anything in school, like ROTC type of thing?
No, we don't. They don't offer any of that stuff around here. So.
Really?
Mm. Like you're from Hagerstown here? Mm-hmm.
So what's the draw card? What made you want to do this?
Well, I was at the beginning of the year, I was kind of thinking about college, but then I was like, do I really want to go to classes all day, every day?
That's right.
No. You've already been doing that.
Yeah, so I was like, well, I need to do something, and... Mm-hmm. My mom suggested military, so I started looking into it and just made the decision.
You went to the ASVAB and did really well, obviously, to get a job like that. You scored pretty high, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a 70 so on my first try, which is
nice.
Isn't the highest.
But on your first try, which means they made you take it again?
I didn't take it again, but some people do. But if you score lower the second time.
They give you a second time. Yeah.
Yeah, they take your lowest score.
I gotcha.
Oh, they take... Oh,
yeah. It's a weird world, man, when you're 18, right?
Take the lowest score.
I went in
like rounding up.
I turned 18, and I turned... My birthday's in the fall, so I was like a young cat. So in my senior year, I was 17. I turned 18 in boot camp in the Army. I guess getting birthday cards, that wasn't fun. A lot of attention drawn to me I didn't want. But anyway, you're going in, and you already think you want to be a lifer, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I don't know what else I'm going to do when I get out.
But you know what? It sounds like the job you have. You know, I'm sure once you get in, you haven't gotten in yet. But once you get in and you get to understand what's available out there in the civilian world, in the Defense Department and all that stuff, for that kind of job, you'll see. But you never know.
Oh, yeah. Like,
but that sounds like an exciting job.
Yeah.
It's different.
Like private sector defense contractors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's a ton of that around here.
Like DJ Smoove. He's an Army veteran like me. And He was communications in the Army, and now he works, he's all about tech, computers, and all that stuff ever since, way back. He got out in 93, so Windows 95, he's around for all that stuff, And now he works down there in Virginia, in D.C., he had a Pentagon contract for a while there, so yeah, he goes from job to job like that. But yeah, you know what, but congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I say that because you and I are part of like the low 1% of people actually serve in the military nowadays, so it is what it is. But, congratulations to you, and good luck to you. You'll do fine.
Hopefully you don't end up standing on a corner holding a sign saying, vet, please donate. We'll work for food, that kind of crap.
Yeah, you don't want that.
You don't want to end up being one of those guys.
Especially if they're lying. That's the one part they're like...
Stolen valor.
Right? What the hell is wrong with you?
Seriously.
Do you think drone pilots are going to be standing on the corner someday?
I don't know.
Ex-drone pilot.
Well, if he needs food...
Yeah, you know he's lying, dude. Seriously. Really. Right. Misspells drone. Anyway.
Two O's in it.
Drone. Drone pilot. Anyway, you nervous? What are you nervous about, Jasmine?
I've never been on a podcast.
You're nervous about the podcast?
Nervous about the podcast.
I'm talking about your career move here.
Your
post-high school life.
Don't be nervous about this.
I understand. I understand. From Chris, you live right near here, near the studio, right?
Yeah.
And the word is you were walking around and you kind of peeked in the window and saw us sitting here.
I saw on the Snapchat map one time.
Snapchat map?
Yeah. Snapchat has
somebody,
a map?
Somebody I don't use that Snapchat. Was on your show posted like on the story, and it was like a public story.
Oh, really?
And I was like, there's like a podcast going on in my
black?
Neighborhood.
Just kidding.
I think he was, actually.
Yeah, I think it was,
it was that
the person
night.
Sitting across from me. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, was it?
Oh, he has the Egyptian name.
Dio Evans, yeah. He was sitting here. Okay.
Sounds
so
like
he came up on Snapchat?
Yeah, so I realized there was a podcast going on in my neighborhood, and then...
And she ran out. Where is it?
One day, my mom said
find
that
you, motherfucker.
Our neighbor needed, like, a Band-Aid or something, so we drove up here, and I was like, this is where the podcast is.
You came here for a Band-Aid?
No, the neighbor needed a Band-Aid.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Canfield?
No, she came here to deliver
a
Band-Aid.
Out.
She came
she
here to deliver the
Band-Aid.
Band-Aid
here.
Yes. Yes. Apparently there was there was an injury in a house when I was not here.
You're a carpenter and all this stuff. You had no Band-Aids?
There's Band-Aids here.
That's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
I know, right?
How many times you cut your fingers there, buddy?
Yes.
No Band-Aids.
Yeah. No, I have like gauze.
Tourniquets
and whatnot.
Super glue.
Yeah, that's actually what she ended up doing. She ended up super gluing her finger back together.
Back together. Yeah. All five of them.
So anyway, that's really interesting, though. So you just kind of like
Snapchat put us on the
your
map.
Way into the podcast.
Yeah.
That's
and so
really
what?
Cool.
You came, you saw, you drove by or walked by, you saw something going on here.
Yeah, it was like one of the. It was like one of the lights, one of the little signs that was around here.
Oh, the little on-air light.
On the air.
It had to be
it
on
used
the
to
air.
Be on that wall. Maybe you saw that.
Yeah. Yeah. So then I asked to come down and
wow,
see
it. Wow, it worked, Chris.
Yeah,
the sign worked.
I asked
outside,
to come down
dude.
And see the room, and then I came in and looked around. It was pretty cool. So
okay. Nice. Yeah. Well, welcome.
Do you listen Thank to other you. Podcasts?
I listened. I don't know if you would really call it a podcast, but yeah.
What? What else do you listen to?
What show
to?
Would that be?
Well,
I call it a podcast. What is it?
The Corey and Aaron Show. They're like these YouTubers, but they have a podcast.
Right. But what do you listen to it on? On YouTube or iTunes?
Oh, yeah.
Or what?
Well, I listen to it on YouTube, but they have it on like Himalaya.
Okay.
This app called Himalaya.
Hmm. What is their platform? Like, what do they talk about?
Himalaya. They just talk about like paranormal stuff.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. It's a podcast.
But she's wearing a Ghostbusters shirt.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what are the chances?
Yeah. Yeah. He has a shirt that he wears that says "Get in, buddy. We're doing butt stuff." It's got the UFO spacecraft and
that. Yeah, and I accidentally wore that to Boys Town one time. Yeah. It was a horrible idea. Horrible
took
idea.
Took it off really quick. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I had guys coming up rubbing me on the shoulder going, "Hey, nice sweater."
Yeah.
Like, oh boy. So I thought this sweater was just funny. I thought it was a joke. Oh.
Ha ha.
I guess it's not
Joke's
a joke.
Joke's on you, Chris.
Now get in the car.
There's more than the joke on
As
me.
They push him in the van.
Yeah, there's more than the joke on me at the end of the night.
I'm not E.T.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, so this is your first podcast?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, what do you are you? You got to be like
you can't be nervous.
Start to look like your mom if you're going in the Air Force.
No,
you know,
yeah, your
you
mom's
start. You're gonna start. You're gonna have to go through boot camp and all this stuff.
Yeah,
but I think
you're gonna have to use that rope and pull yourself up a wall and do the human pyramid thing.
We have like the easiest boot camp out of all of the branches. I'm pretty sure
you do. But you know what? I'll say this: I can sit here and do that crap where you shit on the other branch. I hate that stuff. But you're going to go through something you haven't been through before.
Yeah.
You're going to have people in your face yelling at you. I went through it all.
Yeah, what is the rundown on boot camp? What do you got to do?
They get you
out of bed 4 o'clock in the morning. What's a typical day? Give me
o'clock.
A typical day
you're
starting in the morning.
You're lucky if you get 4 hours of sleep, dude.
Yeah?
And then you get used to it.
Every day.
The first 2 weeks is the worst. Once they get you out of reception and into with your drill sergeant or drill instructors, whatever they call them in the Air Force. But, you know, the first 2 weeks are just getting used to stuff, getting used to the whole routine. Their job is to break you down to, you know, build you up as this airman, soldier, whatever you want
to
call
it. So they come in, they yell at you. They tell you to get out of bed, and then they make you make your bed.
I never made my bed.
No?
No, I was smart.
Okay.
Because it was summertime, I just laid on top of the bed, on top of the covers.
Ah.
You were so tired anyway, so you were out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just get up, straighten up real quick. You know?
Right.
But some guys actually had the nerve.
Heish, I love your motivation. You're the first one in line every day.
He's smart, this one.
Yeah.
No. Smarter, not harder.
He doesn't tie his shoes. He leaves his shoes half tied. So he just wakes up, pulls them on, snaps it.
Okay.
We're back. Yeah,
All right.
Jasmine.
Technical.
Jasmine Lewhouse, you're in the house. That sounds cool. You're laughing. You're shy. You what? You don't know what to do, what to say. You're nervous to be on a podcast?
Yeah.
Oh. Huh.
No one's watching. Yeah. Just listen.
Hey, no one's even listening.
And they're proud of you, you know?
Talk about whatever
it's
you
Memorial
want to
Day
about.
Weekend, which is kind of the oddest weekend to be talking about veteran stuff because you're honoring the dead, right? So stay away from that. But, you know, here we are.
Somebody asked me the other day if it was Veterans Day.
No, that's November.
That's November. That's
Everybody November. Always gets them mixed up.
How do you get that mixed up?
The guy, the
Memorial.
Guy, the guy who I was
Memorial.
The guy who I was talking to, he was like, I think Saturday is Memorial Day. Or she goes, I think Saturday is Veterans Day. I was like, I know it's Memorial Day on Monday.
No offense to any the non-veterans here. That is kind of insulting, too.
Right?
That's kind of messed up. Yeah. You don't know the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial
but
Day.
But every time the that it's Veterans there. Day, you see people making posts on Facebook, like, in a Memorial Day way. Honoring like, today we honor the fallen and blah, right. blah,
no,
blah.
That's
and
in May.
Like, no,
you sound like
that's
not.
On the big movie
you sound
weekend
like Optimus
in May.
Prime.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Transformers.
Do it again. Say do a Hub Show plug in Optimus Prime voice.
What did I say? We honor the fallen.
All right. Hub Show is the fallen.
That's live the from the Hub Show, yeah. We honor the fallen.
There's
the drop.
Drop of the week.
That's it.
That's
put
it.
That one in the beginning. That's the intro.
So, hey, when you went.
She's like, what am I doing?
You went to MEPS and all that stuff?
Yeah.
What happens in Hagerstown? You go Snapchat. To the recruiter. And they take you to Baltimore? Where do you go to do your testing?
We go to Harrisburg MEPS. Well,
up to Harrisburg?
Harrisburg MEPS. I have a few friends that did go to Baltimore MEPS. I have no idea.
I gotcha. All right.
But do you got any other friends going in the military?
I have a friend going into the Navy, and I have a couple friends going into the Marines.
Oh, wow. Ah. Hardcore. There you go. Yeah, my brother was a Marine, and I went to the Army. He wasn't happy. He's 4 years older than me. He was in the first Gulf War. Right, I graduated high school in 1991.
Desert
when
Storm,
all that was going on. Desert Storm, yeah. And
with Geraldo,
yeah. Well, no, Geraldo did his thing in Afghanistan. This past one,
I thought Geraldo was over there for Desert Storm. Wasn't he the one with the, like you see all the green lights in the sky?
No. Geraldo wasn't there for that.
No,
that wasn't Geraldo.
Oh,
but anyway. Well, I mean, I remember that stuff like it was yesterday because I was like in my senior year.
Yeah,
I remember watching the news and watching the whole thing break out. And next thing you know, my brother was over there as Marine and all that stuff. He had an accident, came home injured and stuff like that. But the crazy thing was, this is back in the day before the cell phones and all that stuff, right? I'm getting ready to graduate high school. All right, I'm already signed up for the Army.
Nobody's watching, Jay.
No, man, my brother calls. He called home from the CBS news truck, right? They had a satellite truck back in the day before all this GPS thing was. And he goes, hey, so what are you doing? You graduating high school? I told him I was going in the Army. He's a Marine. You know that goes, right? He hung up on him.
Really?
Yeah. Then he called me back. What the fuck are you doing?
Oh,
that's a crap.
Yeah.
That shit. And then he does the worst thing. He shows up in my boot, my graduation, right? Wearing the snot green Army uniforms. He shows up in his Marine Corps blues. You know, the ones you see on the posters? Yeah. He showed up in that with the white glove and all that. Like a few good men, you know? We all look like a bunch of Boy Scouts next to him, man. Yeah.
Nice.
He like put that shit in my face.
He had to throw it.
He put it right in my face, man.
He had to throw it right at you.
Again, congratulations to you and good luck to you. You're going to do just fine. You're going to crush it. You're going to kill it. And you're going to have a good time. You're going to make a lot of good friends. That's the one thing.
And when you get your when you get your pilot's license, I'm going to need you to
that's
give
definitely
me,
not
I'm
happening.
Gonna, I'm going to need you to give
Why?
Me a ride.
I do not want to ever fly.
You can fly a drone, though.
Maybe
Chris
not
is big on
now.
That.
Yeah.
But you might later.
Just doesn't want you to be a homeless
okay,
drone
I'm
pilot.
I'm interested to know, like, what are your hobbies? Like, what do you like to do?
I'm in the band at school.
Are you?
Oh,
really?
That's
well, what
cool.
School do you go
instrument
to?
Do you play?
I go to Smithsburg, and I play trumpet, trombone, and baritone.
Whoa.
Wow.
At the same time?
That's a lot.
Just kidding.
And then I joined the yearbook committee this year, so I kind of got into, like, taking pictures and stuff.
A little bit of journalism in there for you.
Yeah, that's
nice.
Pretty cool.
There you go.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I dig it.
I tried to get into trumpet.
Here we go.
But
he learned he couldn't play cake, so he just dropped it, man.
Yeah. They
Mighty
want you
Mighty
to play.
Boston
they want
for
to,
his influence, and it just
I wish
went
they
down
were.
Down
they would have
he was
been.
Like, Mary Had a Little What? I ain't playing this shit.
Yeah, they wanted you to play Mary Had a Little Lamb and all that dumb stuff.
I was in percussion.
I didn't like that at all. I thought of a great idea this weekend, too, by the way.
Did you?
Yes, for a band.
Uh-huh.
We have, like, all right, we get, like, make it a world band, right? So we get, like, 20 people in the band.
It's like world sound.
Like, world sound, right?
Yeah.
Everybody plays an odd percussion instrument. We get one guy with the little cymbals on their fingertips.
Okay.
We get one guy with maracas.
I like it. I like
we
this.
We get one guy with maracas. Get some tambourines going in there. Get
yeah.
The,
get,
in, get
those,
get
the,
one get of those rain sticks
box.
That you turn up and down.
Yeah.
And we call the band Clusterfuck of Sound. And we never
CFS.
That's amazing.
We never write a song. If you want to hear the song, you're going to have to come to the concert because that's the only time we're ever going to play it because we don't write songs.
Because we're never going to remember.
We just make it all up as we go.
You know what you do, Chris?
Are there any lyrics? Is it just instrumental?
We might get Yoko Ono in there to do some lyrics.
Okay.
Oh, Yeah, it'd be great, right?
Guest vocalist.
Yeah.
But you know what you do? Just for shits and giggles?
Jewel sings with
just for shits and giggles, man. Plus the fucking sound. You should make the logo. You should go backwards.
Yeah,
make
that
the logo,
sounds...
album covers, yeah. You know, greatest hits. And just go
it'll be like,
on back.
Like,
we get the greatest hits album as the first album out.
Yes. That sounds amazing.
I thought about doing
this
that with the
like
Hub Show.
It's like a Spinal Tap situation.
The Hub Show could do that. I was going to actually tap your artistic abilities that are charming and see if you want to do some album covers.
Oh my God, I would love albums, to do that. That would be awesome.
Like some Iron Maiden shit.
Really cool project. Yeah. I'd be down for that.
There you go.
There
you
go. Starting
something, man. Clusterfuck of sound.
Clusterfuck of sound. You guys heard it here first.
Wait, Jasmine's not laughing.
You're going to be the only ones to hear it, ever.
No? You're the first person to hear about this.
Yeah.
Well,
are you excited? Are you excited? I mean, I'm excited.
She's going to run out and do it.
Are you going to be in the band?
I mean, she's obviously going to have a guest spot, at least on one album.
I mean, what would you play? What would be your thing? Yeah. How about the Casio keyboard thing that you blow into?
Chris, look how... Listen how quiet she is. She's absorbing there. She's going to go make the band.
Wow, these are some great ideas.
She like skips the Air Force.
Talk
I got
to
a
my
better
friends.
Idea. We're going on tour with Cluster Fucking Sound.
Right?
CFS, bitches.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
What kind of music you like, Jasmine?
We'll play at your boot camp graduation
there
party.
There you go. Yeah.
It'll be great.
Shout out to Jasmine. I know you're out there. Airman Lou House. Right?
Yeah.
There you go. What kind of music you like, Jasmine?
I listen to literally all kinds of music.
Everyone
except for country.
That.
I hate country.
Thank you. All right. Can't do
what
it.
What about old country western?
I tried.
Old country western is pretty good.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Storytelling stuff.
Yeah.
Back in the 60s.
I like the gunfighter ballads. Those are awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Marty Robbins.
Poncho and Lefty.
Yeah.
Yeah. With some good stuff.
All right. Rock on with your bad self.
Highwayman. That was my favorite one. Highwayman.
Yeah.
But you're a young man. You're 18, so I can only imagine what you listen to. We talked about music a lot on the Hub Show and how I was kind of gone downhill as far
as... She seems like an old soul.
You do? You like older music?
Not really.
What's this?
Is that Clusterfuck of Sound?
It might be Clusterfuck of Sound.
Rich is already building
we're
the band.
Cover.
It's something.
Oh, is that Yoko?
Oh, something that we don't own the rights to? Thanks, Rich.
That could be anybody, Charmy. That could be someone driving by right now.
You're allowed 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
Okay, 30 seconds of audio.
Before you get sued.
I know. Nice. Spotify
I don't
me
feel
off.
Like Yoko would sue us. I don't think she'd do that.
No. She's not listening.
She got all that John Lennon money.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, a picture of Richie holding up her face on the phone.
I saw a really cool
it,
sculpture she made in Pasadena, in California. And it's just like this walkway. Like, you walk through in this, like, outdoor plaza area, like, in Old Town Pasadena. And it's just a bunch of, like, magnifying glasses hanging.
Mm-hmm.
And so the sun just shines. There's just rainbows all over the place. It's gorgeous.
Oh, rainbow!
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Are you inspired by her?
I think she's definitely like her own person.
No shit.
Like she's very much her own, so. And
she needs to stay away from the microphone.
I don't think she's I don't think she's a person. Period.
I think she got a bad rap, you know, just
butt
for
stuff.
The whole you know the whole urban legend of her bringing up the Beatles, but that's not what really happened.
Huh? You don't think that's what happened?
No, they had a lot of problems way before.
A lot of issues, man.
Yeah.
So what's your theory?
There's no theory. It's just they didn't get along.
Yeah.
They just didn't.
Which ones didn't get along with what? With who?
I mean,
Paul and John.
There's a lot of issues.
Everybody wanted to be the lead man?
They probably did.
Is that what it was?
Well, they say John first and not Paul, you know.
Right.
There's multiple interviews. Shit. There's multiple interviews with them saying how it broke up. Just go look it up.
Yeah.
It wasn't just her.
How about Richie? Yeah. You look it up, Mr. Producer.
I will. I'll Google it right now.
There you go. Go find out.
Yeah.
Mr. Fact Checker. Jasmine, back
losing
to you.
Her.
I know.
Losing her.
I know, losing her, man. She's just
falling asleep. She fell asleep on the mic.
I know. She hit her forehead.
What do you want to talk about, Jasmine?
You want to talk about
it? You can't just shake your head.
You got your mind right now is you're graduating and you're going into this new thing. Huh? That's where your head's at?
Yeah.
You're excited?
Yeah, kind
yeah,
of.
You should be.
There's too many things happening at once.
Yeah,
you can't process
there's
it
too
all.
Much
like
happening.
In a month from now, you're going to be there. You'll be in Texas. You'll be in Texas by, what is it, the 26th? You've been there for 2 weeks now, right?
What are you going to miss the most?
So you're graduating
high school,
are you going to do senior week before you go?
I don't have time to do that.
She doesn't have time for that shit. She's got fusion to deal with.
Yeah.
I got fusion.
Fusion to deal with, man.
All right, here you go.
Air Force Fusion. Here we go. The Beatles broke up.
All right.
Theory number one.
Rumors have swirled in since 1969 that Yoko Ono caused the Beatles to break up, but the former wife of John Lennon may finally be off the hook. Despite decades of feuding, Sir Paul McCartney has recently come to Ono's defense to set the record straight to say, so it was time for John to leave.
What, because he wanted to go solo?
Because he was going to go make
wings.
They were
voting him out of the band.
He thought he was just going to be a solo guy. And yeah. He thought he was better than the Beatles.
Paul went on to make Wings and did it pretty well in the 70s.
Yeah, Wings are good.
Yeah, but that was with his wife. So it's like, why isn't anybody blaming her?
He also went on to make a Christmas album that was a piece of shit.
Which one? Who's John Lennon?
Yeah.
You like that song? The Christmas song?
That's horrible. Are you kidding me?
So was that Thunder?
No.
Or was it that
it was Jasmine's
it,
stomach?
It was the folly. Jasmine, it was the folly guy out there shaking a piece of tin.
It was Jasmine's
Those
stomach.
Those are great Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Huh?
Huh?
So Jasmine, you're
Jasmine, what are you going to miss most about high school?
Probably
just your friends.
Yeah.
So let
just
her
my
answer,
friends.
Jay.
No, I'm
yeah,
her
just
answer.
My friends.
I know how it is. You know how it is.
I mean, so do you know where you're going to be stationed at? Did you already say that?
No, not yet.
Did you do your dream choices?
What'd you pick? I have a list. I just haven't made the like.
Where do you want to go?
Do you get to choose?
So many questions.
You get,
like,
no, what? You get what they call a dream list, and they don't hold to it. But you get to shoot out three places you like to be stationed. Where'd you put?
I didn't do that yet. I didn't make
not
my
yet.
List yet.
I got you. Where do you want to go?
I want to go overseas, anywhere. I don't care.
Anywhere?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you get to travel.
Yeah,
that's
I grew
awesome.
Up in England on an Air Force base, Lakin Heath Air Force Base, Royal Air Force Base. Excuse me, RAF. Yeah, I was over there when. The royal wedding happened. Prince Charles and Lady Diana and all that stuff, man. And, yeah. I was on the Air Force base, but we lived off base in British housing. It was pretty cool. Anyway, yeah. See, I have an Air Force family. My brother was born in Spain. My sister was born in England. I was born in the Navy Yard because the Air Force base didn't have a hospital on the other side of the state line.
You were born in the Navy Yard?
Kittery, Maine. Kittery Navy Yard.
Like in a bathtub or
what? My parents were stationed
what?
At Pease Air Force Base, New Hampshire. There was no hospital. They had to go to cross state line among gay birth. In a different state, different place, and I came back home to an Air Force base. What are we doing?
Charming's over here with a cake pop.
Cake pop?
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting our sugar on?
Where did these come from?
Where did these come from, Jasmine?
Yesterday I had a going away party.
For you?
They were like extra from the party.
Oh,
for
thank
you?
Thank you.
Yes, for me.
Oh, thank you so much.
Do you throw your own going away party or someone throw it for you?
No, my mom did.
Your mom threw
yeah.
the going away
nice.
Party. Yeah, she isn't leaving yet. You're already throwing parties for her, man. Like, get out. Take your cake pop.
This is amazing.
Did you make those? Did you make
them?
Oh,
no, sorry. I didn't make them. Oh, my mom's friend Jordan Anderson made them.
Okay.
Does she regularly?
Damn, Chris, what was...
It's a guy.
Well, Dexter's going to end up with half a cake pop.
I don't know why I just said, well, this is
ambiguous name.
Is that something that they do regularly? Or?
Well, I know he works at Hempen Hill, so...
Okay.
And he made this bomb cheesecake one time that we had at the house, so she just kind of... It was just a good decision for him to do our cake pops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good cake pops, right?
So, Jasmine, your mom's in the house. She doesn't want to be on the mic, but she's been on video because she's a bodybuilder. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's
breaking all kinds of records.
Well, I call her a powerlifter, not a bodybuilder.
Excuse me, a powerlifter. Thank you. Well, that's what she's here to do. Since you don't want to tell us,
What's the difference between bodybuilding and powerlifting?
I just explained this to my friends. Yeah, I just explained this to my friends like last week. I just say powerlifting is people who compete in lifting the heaviest weights, and bodybuilding is people who compete in building like muscle.
I gotcha.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a powerlifter.
Tony Atlas.
How long has she been doing that?
Tony Atlas versus
Charles Atlas.
Lou Ferrigno.
I know for the past 4 years she's been into it.
Pumping iron.
But
it's
pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. But she doesn't want to talk. She's over there laughing.
I know.
Is she breaking any records? What's going
on? She's breaking a lot of records.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like how far has she gone with this whole thing?
She's getting into it?
Yeah.
How
and
far?
She has a competition this year in Texas, actually the same week that I graduate from basic training.
What timing, right?
Yeah.
That's why you chose that week to go in, isn't it? Yeah. Mom, I'm going to line my schedule up with yours. That's pretty cool, though. Right?
Yeah.
But she's been in a lot of competitions. How's... Your mom's been... How long has she been doing the powerlifting?
That's a good question. I'm not sure the exact amount of years, but I know the past couple of years she's been really into it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just asked me that.
Sorry, listen to Chris Chua cake pop.
She's not shy with her muscles, but she's shy with her mouth.
Yeah.
Her vocals. Mm.
It's muscle.
Oh.
She got a lot of muscles in her mouth, but she wants to show the ones in the arms.
Whoa.
I know. She's laughing.
Yeah. Let's hope so.
It's all love. It's like, I know, until the mice go off, you piece the shit out of me.
Right.
I heard that.
Yeah. You, how much do you weigh?
That's Let's find shit. Out.
Yeah, yeah. So you probably lift up two
of you.
Put me
to the ceiling.
Yeah. I can invent you.
I know, right?
Well, that's a good role model for you to have. That's pretty awesome. And then everyone always asks me, how come you don't lift like your mom? And I'm like, I just couldn't do that. It's not for you? That's okay.
Did you try? Yeah.
It's because she's too heavy.
Well, one time I went to the gym. Yeah. I went to the gym with my mom. I couldn't even like lift the bar, so she got mad. She was like, go run on the treadmill.
You're a disgrace.
I know, right? Just put a bag over your face. Get on the treadmill.
Yeah.
You came back and blew a trumpet in her ear. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, right.
You know, right?
I can do other stuff.
Yeah. Here, let me hear you play a tuba. Trumpet, trombone, and tuba?
Baritone.
Yeah. Sorry. Excuse me.
The trombone, man.
Like that trombone?
Do you make your own music? No. Did you ever try? I've never tried.
I like the one you slide. What's the one you slide?
The slide trombone?
That's the trombone, man.
It's pretty slick.
Laughing at you.
It's pretty slick.
Clueless motherfucker.
I know, right? I don't know nothing about him.
Don't know a drum.
I gave up on it in fifth grade.
What have I done?
Hey. That's what goes on the Hub Show.
Yeah. That's right.
We're clueless.
Chaos. Talk a lot of chaos here.
There's a hell of a storm going on outside.
Yeah,
the
I was
going
to say. I didn't know if that was rain or someone breathing heavy. That's wow. Chris. Chris in the corner.
I shouldn't have had that last cake pop. I'm the only one that's not in shape.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
As he holds a beer and a shot glass.
Can I get another one? Oh, God. I need another cake pop.
Well, listen, we're going to...
His triple Lindy t-shirt on. Oh, my God.
Well, Jasmine, once again, awesome. Great to have you on here. And I hope you spread the word. Listen to us when you're down there and you get a chance to...
Yeah, the Hub Show is going everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
And actually, you know
what? Now we're in Texas.
You know what? Huh? I'm going to need a bunch of stickers because I found some good promo spots this weekend.
Some men's rooms?
I was working down in D.C. Downtown D.C., they have these bicycles.
I was going to ask you.
And you can rent the bicycles with your app, right? You go on the app and you get the bicycle and you can just ride it around town and leave it there. Well, the bicycles have like a little basket on the
like
front
ET?
Of them.
Right.
And somebody stuck a sticker to the front of one.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need like 1,000 Hub Show stickers. I just stick them on the front of all these bicycles.
Really?
Yeah.
Come
walk down and there's like a whole rack of them charging. You walk past one of the charging stations and just go pop, 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 pop.
Well, the next time you're in D.C., we'll make that happen, won't we?
Right? Everybody just riding around town.
He caught doing it, sir.
Rented Hub Shows.
What are you doing?
Hub Show bicycles. Yeah.
Tell me you're trying to peel it off. I'm trying to get this goddamn sticker off the bike. Yeah. As he's holding a lot of them.
That's a great idea.
Desecration.
That's a great idea.
This is Hub Show shit. Jasmine, are you inspired to start your own podcast now or what?
No.
It's funny how she found us
on
Snapchat.
Like, yeah, I'm like awkward. I wouldn't be able to talk to people or like start the conversations. Yeah.
Oh, well, you're gonna have to talk to people when you get in the Air Force.
You'll speak when you're spoken to. All that crap. So there's that.
I would never do good in the military.
See how stone faced she's been this whole time? Yeah.
There's no way I would do good in the military.
Yeah, you would have.
Nah.
Yeah, Chris, I knew guys just like you.
Yeah. Yep. I would have been like, they'd be like, get out of bed. And I'd be like, leave me alone.
Yeah, that wasn't going to happen. But anyway. But still, no, I knew guys just like
you. I need another hour.
Good times.
Can't do it.
So have you done anything
to prepare?
Go fuck
yourself, sorry.
I've been running the past couple months, I haven't really done anything else.
No? What did they tell you? What did they tell you going to the Air Force as a female to
do
prepare
some
to
planks.
Do?
We have 50 push-ups.
Mm-hmm. In 2 minutes?
1 minute.
1 minute for 50?
No. Make that 26 push-ups in 1 minute.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And then 50 sit-ups in 1 minute.
Right.
And then we have to run a 1.5 mile in 14:21.
50 sit-ups in 1 or 2 minutes?
1.
No way.
Yeah.
You have to run a
what
is it now?
A 1.5 mile in 14 minutes and 21 seconds.
Really?
So that's like a 7 minute mile. That's definitely doable.
You gotta run
that's
2 miles.
Than a 7 minute mile. It's more
we,
like a
we,
10
yeah.
minute mile.
Yeah. No.
No, it's a 9 minute mile.
Anyway, whatever.
Something
you can
like
do fine. You don't look like you got any weight problems or anything. You can go in there and crush it, girl. You know?
I don't know why I chose to divide that by 2. I don't know what that was about. I'm actually really good at math normally.
She's counting her fingers. She's trying to use a speaking spell to find out.
She just
math.
Yeah, she just kicked her shoes off.
Divide the.
She's doing algebra on her feet.
Divide
the X.
I do math all day long at my job.
Mm-hmm.
I literally do.
Chris
it's
is trying
lot,
to do
a
the
lot
math
of math.
Chris is trying to do the math over here on the speaking spell. It's not doing it.
My brain
was fried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long week at the pawn shop.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. That was good times last week talking about that.
And the air conditioner wasn't working. It was 81 degrees in there.
Inside?
We had the door open.
And you had people
flies
messing with
all
you?
All over the place. People in line getting mad. Damn. And yelling at people.
How close did you come to snapping, Charmin? Come on.
Oh, man.
81 degrees. There's Ethiopian flies all over the store.
It was bad. Yeah, my coworker and I were just saying how they could smell the impending death of us. Just
you smell like
and
death,
and that's why they were coming in, because they were just coming in for the easy the kill vultures. Because we were just gonna fall out at any given point in time.
Did they get the air conditioner fixed?
Because
it's gonna be 92 on Wednesday.
I know it goes on and off when it wants. Like it's it was a problem last year.
Huh. And they didn't fix it this
sounds
year.
Like you guys are making
it's,
a lot of money over there.
It's, oh, shit, right. It's the
can't
person
keep the air conditioning
that owns the, you know, it's the person that owns the building, right?
Yeah.
Don't get all excited and all insulted.
You always think that.
Then grow some balls and tell the guy to fix the air conditioning.
Should I do that?
Make him smell your armpit. Shove your armpit in his face.
If you're the one with the...
How about now? I'll fix it.
Right? Jesus. The only buzz Charming has is the flies around her head. Get in here and fix this damn air conditioner.
For the listening audience, whoever you are.
It's my face.
Oh, is it Charming? You're still kind of new to the Hub Show, and the fact that we didn't know you before you showed up here,
mm-hmm.
and we had Jairus on 2 months ago,
mm-hmm.
and you've been on ever since. It's mm-hmm. been a good time,
yeah.
But we slowly get to know you
That's
and
true.
What you go through, yeah. and especially about your day to day at the pawn shop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we torture you.
Yeah, now yeah. you have a week.
Make of you get us coffee,
heat, and flies, and pissed off customers, and pissing you off. And I want to hear how this comes. You know, getting ready to rumble in there, man.
Yeah, it's tough.
We're going to hear about shots fired over there at the famous pawn.
Set people straight sometimes.
It was me.
No, I mean, that is a fear of ours, because people do. Because we only take black powder in there. And but people do bring in their guns and they try to like pawn them. And we're like, you know.
Well, I mean, it would be illegal to take the white powder.
Wait. Yeah. Wait, you're not what? At the pawn shop, you're not what? Regarding weapons, what's the rule of thumb or whatever?
We only take black powder and like pellet guns. We don't do real firearms.
So if it comes with an AK-47, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so if people do bring in their firearms thinking
around
that we
here,
take
I
them.
Bet they do.
Thinking yeah. that we take them and we don't.
So if you want to go into Famous Pawn and shoot
Speaking
the place
of gunshots,
up.
Jesus.
So if you want to go into Famous Pawn and shoot the place up, you're going to have to like take your horn out. And pour the powder down and pack it down and then put your musket ball
That's
in the
right.
top and,
yeah.
and do the whole
Famous Pawn is gone with muskets.
Gone with the muskets.
Got this Revolutionary War. They got it from the Antietam Battlefield.
We actually do get antique stuff in there like that.
I'm sure
it's pretty
you
cool.
Do.
Yeah. Some of that's pretty cool.
All right, stick them up.
Hold on. And then you wait right there.
And then the ball rolls out the end of the end of the thing.
It bounces across the
room. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
That's all right. Jasmine will be firing M16 soon. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You shaking your head? What do
you
mean?
You got to put it on your shoulder so
it
doesn't kick.
I don't want to touch a gun at all.
Why? You're going in the military. You don't want to touch a gun? What are you talking about? It's not a gun, by the way. It's a weapon. Anyway.
Weapon.
You want to touch a rifle?
No.
Why? Because you're old peace and flowers?
I don't know why. I just feel like...
You're in the Air Force. You ain't going to be near any of that stuff.
But I'm so nervous.
But you know what? While you're in, this is the only time in your life you're going to go through boot camp. So as much as it's stressful, and it will be, but you're going to get into this routine where it's not going to be so stressful after 2 weeks. It's just everything's going to be like clockwork, the way you do things. And you're going to be pressured to do this faster than this next. But it's the only time where I'm not really a big gun nut, nothing like that. I don't even, I don't go out shooting, nothing like that. But, when I was in it, it was exciting to sit there and fire down range and whatnot. It's the only time in your life you're really going to do stuff like that and be allowed to do it, you know what I mean?
What's good is that you're going to be educated about it.
Yeah.
So then you'll feel comfortable.
Exactly. Right.
It's definitely, I think that's healthy that you have a nervousness about it, because you probably don't know how to use a firearm.
Yeah, I've never.
And most people don't. So I think that's good. And
I did.
And you'll feel better about it once
my
they
My dad never took me
educated.
Shooting or hunting and that stuff. My first time was handling an M16 machine gun. So hey, there you go. Take it apart, clean it, all that crap. Yeah.
Crazy.
Gump!
Do you think at her age going into the military that she's ever going to have to actually go into war?
No.
I don't think we do physical war anymore, right?
Think those
it's all digital stuff now, right?
No. Our troops are special forces guys, although they're still over there in Afghanistan doing that stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, as far as like this Memorial Day weekend, we will never storm the beach again.
Yeah.
that's never going to happen again as far as warfare. It's all going to be like you're talking about drone warfare.
Yeah.
And the technology is going to...
The war is fought from a desk now.
Yeah.
Well, it is and is. I mean, we went into Iraq. Our troops went into Iraq. The troops went in. You know what I mean? But now it's... Since then, since 2003, it's... Look, the drone technology and everything we got now, it's crazy, man. You know? But, you know, she'd be doing the fusion thing. So, you'd be far away... Fusing things.
Well, it sounds like you're going to be a pretty important person.
You will be.
That's pretty cool.
She's going to rise in the ranks.
Uh-huh. And she's not going to be allowed to tell the Hub Show about any of it.
I know, but you know what?
We're going to tap back in.
You are.
We're
going to
throw this
leave,
in your face later. We're like, hey, don't forget the Hub Show.
Yeah, when you come home on leave, whenever you're going to stop by, right? Let us know.
I will.
Your mom and we want some top secret information.
I'm not going to be able to say anything.
We want some top
secret
information spilled on this microphone.
Yeah. She probably won't have enough to tell us anyway.
Yeah,
dude.
Right.
You'll tell us all about your adventures in boot camp.
I'm going to break out the sodium pentothal. We're gonna get down to the bottom of it.
Sodium pentothal, okay.
Truth serum.
Yeah. Yeah. I never...
Truth no. juice.
Yeah.
That's not something she'll be handling either in the Air Force, too.
You never know.
Anyway.
When we come back,
Charming wants to talk about dead bodies, and then we're going to do the great Google search. So, yeah, okay. Good times.
Sounds cool.
So, stick around.
Yeah. Come here.
Yeah.
Hardy Pet is your local neighborhood pet store, serving premium and super premium pet food and supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Your pets will love their selections from Fromm, Nutrisource, and Nature's Logic, along with American National Premium, Origin, and Akana 2. At Hardy Pet, we offer training courses including 2 and 3 week holiday manners brush-ups. We even offer canine massage to help with joint pain, arthritis, injuries, anxiety, and stress. So come see us at Hardy Pet, 1918 Jefferson Boulevard, right here in Hagerstown. Hardy Pet, where we love your pets, too.
The People's Podcast.
The Hub Show.
Let's play the game.
Put
you ready? Let me know, homie.
Let's play some games.
I got a game.
I like the games.
This is going to be funny, I think.
Hold on.
That's
How
the
do you
sound
do
of
it,
games?
Chris?
That's the
oh,
game
it's
drop.
The Rubik's Cube.
We're good?
How do you do the Rubik's Cube?
You just solve it.
Oh,
that's
my
it.
God.
You take the stickers off, and you...
You replace the stickers. These ones aren't stickers.
They're not.
You have to be
a genius.
You have to tell me again.
I'll show you one of these days. You just got to retain the information.
All right, Hub Show, we're back.
I'm very good at that.
The great Rubik's Cube debate.
You're not fusing it.
Jay Heise, Chris Canfield, Charmer Gossetta.
She needs to fuse the information. She doesn't like it. She I can teach her how to solve a Rubik's Cube 100 times and she won't absorb it.
That is false.
At what age were you able to solve the Rubik's Cube, Chris?
Did you
take it apart to solve it?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I learned to solve it right after I got my DUI and found out that I couldn't go out in public anymore.
So you had nothing to do but play the Rubik's Cube
So I sat at home for an entire weekend and spent 72 hours staring at a Rubik's Cube.
Until I figured it out.
You
stared at it. Like, yeah. Figure out yourself.
Yeah, the first time.
Didn't you say you watched some YouTube videos?
I did watch a couple of tutorials, but they're very complicated.
Okay.
Yeah, they're hard to understand.
Way over our
I've never
head.
Been able to solve
I
it.
See.
I can do like one side and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
But once you get it down, then the second time it took me maybe 24 hours to do it. And then the third time it was like 10 hours.
Were you getting frustrated?
And the second time, or the fourth time, I'm like, now I'm down to like minutes.
Like you were
now
like,
I can do it in two minutes.
Wait, you were deep into this, solving this thing. You were like pacing the floor, looking at it like, I'm going to solve it. Fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Really? You were like,
yeah,
you
I was
were
obsessed with it.
You were obsessed
Once
obsessed
I solve
with it.
This, I can Sleep. Solve all my problems.
I got obsessed with it until I got it.
Drinking coffee, walking around.
I took it to pool league with me. And the people at pool league were
like
you're never going to solve that. And I was like,
by God, I will.
you were challenged.
By hook or crook, I'm going to solve this damn
sure
thing.
Enough, so you, so yeah. by how long, though, did it take you to figure it out?
It took me
hours?
Like, say, yeah, it took like 3 days to figure it out the first time.
And then you got it down pat? You remembered
yep.
it?
Yep.
It's a pattern, right?
Well, there's
it's
like
all a pattern.
There's like maybe three it's or four tricks from moving one cube from one place to another.
Really?
And once you learn those tricks for moving one cube to another, then you can kind of manipulate the cube to be like, okay, I need this cube. I need this block over here. Uh-huh. And then you just kind of like learn how to move.
I remember when Rubik's Cube first came out in the early 80s, they made the squares, and they made the can, and then they made the triangle shapes and the round ones.
Right?
The
there's snake. There's ones that have like 12 on one side it's crazy. Stuff like
they
that.
They got all complicated. But here, this you got the OG Rubik's Cube here, the original.
Yeah, this is the original.
You got three of them here, man. You just love Rubik's Cube.
Well, I had one in my truck, and I would try for those
long drives.
Yeah, for the long
you
drives.
Don't need your hands.
And I would solve it like I would pull up to a stoplight
sure
and
you would.
Try to solve
sure
it
you would.
While the stoplight was red.
Oh, Chris, you change your story now. You've been telling the story the whole time we've been on the Hub Show about the way you travel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, oh, yeah, but then fork and knife. He's eating steak, you know.
Sushi?
Yeah, sure.
That was my best one.
Chopsticks in one hand.
My best one was sushi. I actually had, like, I had the wasabi
and
the soy sauce, like, on the console.
I used chopsticks while driving.
And used chopsticks while driving.
I am guilty of that as well.
That was beast. I felt so good when I got done. I was driving with my knees. Like using chopsticks, like.
I just kept my sushi in the.
This is great.
Seat,
and then I got and my I blow. Like, I got my blow and go laying in one on my lap, and when it goes
so
off,
dangerous.
I got chopsticks in one hand and the blow and go in the other.
That's
I'm
a
like,
picture right
I'm
there,
like, thank
dude.
God, this is all in the name of safety.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
thank
the name,
God, they're trying
the
to keep me
episode.
Safe on
yeah.
the roads.
Name of this episode: chopsticks and blow and go. Rock on, baby.
Good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Anyway, so hey, we're gonna play this game. It's not really a game. Just see what comes up. We're gonna have some fun here.
How do we, is there any points to this? This is your game. So is there any points to
it? No points to it. I just think it's funny.
Okay.
And we got, who's over here, man in the computer? Who would this be?
Huh?
Do we give this person a name?
Never
seen, never heard?
Vanna Black.
Vanna Black? All
Vanna
right.
Black.
Vanna Black is here, folks. She's smoking. You'll never be able to see her, though.
Right?
She's a Hub Show secret.
She's made of smoke.
Yeah.
She's like smoke in the air.
You can see through her. Kind
of. Yeah, like in that. Like in the fourth season
there's
of
a ghost,
Lost.
There's a ghost in the Emerald Studio, and this is her.
Yeah, like the fourth Anna season Black. Of Lost. She's just the monster.
Yeah.
Just kind of floated through the woods.
Yeah. The Blair Witch. All right. Here we go. This is I'm going to call this the great Google search, because you're going to clear your minds here. It's kind of like the... Kind of like on Ghostbusters, right? Clear your minds. Don't think of nothing.
Okay.
And she's going to type in whatever words we come up with and see what comes up in Google.
We
got someone joining. Are you joining us, Morgan?
Yeah.
Morgan's with us here. This is Jasmine's mom.
Woo!
The power lifter. Not bodybuilder. Power lifter.
Power lifter.
Yeah. She'll crush you.
She'll pick you up and then just drop you on the ground.
Vanna's in
That's what
ear.
The power Vanna lifting's has, all about is that drop, right? When it hits the ground, it goes... Boom! And you want to feel it under your feet.
You see,
right?
Vanna doesn't talk.
You
want to
feel
she
all
writes.
That weight like hit the concrete. Like, God damn!
And the thunder.
There you go. All right, so Vanna's writing something. What is she writing? Morgan Turner?
Yeah, that's her name.
She knows everyone's name floats through here, too, doesn't she? Yeah.
The ghost.
Yeah,
such
the
a
ghost,
good
Vanna Ghost, Black.
Ghost secretary.
Morgan didn't know her name. Now she knows it. Hey, you're right. It does match my driver's license.
Thank you, Vanna Black.
What that meant.
All right, so clear your mind. Y'all ready to play the great Google search?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Ready.
Here we go.
What do we got?
I don't know.
So are we putting, like, so you say
whatever
we were.
Word comes to your mind.
So is it just my word and then Vanna searches it?
No, we got four people here. You're going to put four words in.
Four words
you
go
what
in.
What it creates when you put it in Google search.
In the search bar.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not trying them singularly. We're mashing them together.
I mean, you can
yes.
do whatever comes to mind. Charmin, what's the first word that comes to your head?
Constantinople.
What the
good
fuck?
Lord? It's not called Constantinople anymore. It's called
Istanbul.
Turkey. Istanbul. Yeah.
You want Istanbul?
No.
No, she wants Constantinople.
Yeah, spell it because Vanna Black might need some assistance here.
C-O-N-S.
Constantinople.
Constantinople.
Vanna, she types so quietly. But there go the words.
She's such a quiet tempest. It's like the ASMR.
All right, your turn. What's up, Jay?
Car. Chris.
Prophylactic.
Whoa.
Water.
Morgan says water.
Water.
Morgan says water. So we got four words.
And?
Constantinople, car, prophylactic, and water.
The water system of Constantinople.
Somehow there's a prophylactic.
Jesus.
And
the
a car
silica
in there.
Cistern.
The Valens aqueduct. There you go.
Walking on water, cosmic floors in antiquity and the Middle Ages.
It's because of the whole Constantinople.
Whoa.
You messed
the
whole thing
up. The Valens Aqueduct
term.
Is a Roman aqueduct, which was a major water-providing system for the Eastern Roman capital
of
Constantinople.
Jay.
Which is modern Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Funny sexual about any of this shit.
Right? I don't know.
Just
yeah,
one water. Why is it going to be so fancy?
I don't know why prophylactic didn't show up in any
therefore,
of that.
Therefore, prophylaxis is recommended.
Prophylaxis.
Prophylaxis.
Because prophylactic is
prophylaxis.
It's a risk of malaria. Precautionary
measures.
Oh, I got
you. Because of risk of malaria in some areas in the Middle East. Therefore, prophylaxis
is recommended.
I got
it. You got to move Joe Boo out of the way.
Joe Boo.
Joe Boo's in the way.
I'll tell you what. Do me a favor. Vanna, take off the first word. Just leave. Car prophylactic water. Let's see what comes up.
Oh, let's just take my word away.
Oh, this ought to be crazy here.
Prevention of Legionnaire's disease.
What the hell is Legionnaire's disease?
Prophylactic antibiotic therapy and contaminated traumatic wounds.
Infection prevention in the cancer center.
Wow.
This is depressing.
This is depressing. Oral rinses with sterile water or normal saline recommended 4 to 6 weeks. This is a prophylactic antibiotics, most commonly fluoroquinolones.
Oh, good Lord. Chris is having a spelling
bee.
Oh,
my goodness.
Use the same, please. Can you... Let's do this. Let's start from scratch.
Should you take antibiotics before dental work? Let's talk about that, because... Right,
blank it out.
You know?
There we go.
No.
Just start from scratch.
I don't think so.
It depends on...
No.
It depends on...
Should you take antibiotics
before
dental work?
But you're taking the antibiotics after the dental work.
No. If you're prone to infection, you will take them
before. How to prevent pinworm. Wow.
How to prevent pinworm?
Pinworm.
What's pinworm?
I don't want to know. That's scary.
Is that anything like ringworm?
I think it sounds worse than
Chris, first word.
Because
what comes to mind?
Infant.
Infant. Morgan.
Shit.
Infant shit. Charming. Here she
suffragette.
Suffrage?
Suffragette.
Is that a word?
Yes.
What's that mean?
Suffragette.
This is the shit that flows through your mind?
I was rhyming in my head.
Big words.
I know.
Suffragette. Yeah, no,
ooh,
suffragette.
Spoke. Did you hear that?
S-U-F-F-R-O-G-A-T-E.
Yeah, was that
Vana? I don't know. I heard the walls.
G-A-T-E. Good Lord.
No.
I might have spelled that on my face. Or it might be suffragette.
Oh, wait a minute. The suffragette.
A suffragette.
If you can't spell it, that word did not come to you.
No, wait a minute. The suffragette was, it had something to do with women's voting.
Something like that. Suffrage.
Women's voting rights.
Suffragette.
You chose this game to get all high and mighty and get in your soapbox. All
right, Jack.
This is...
She's going all woman power.
Ghost. E before the R.
Ghost.
It's because Van, you know. So we got...
Nothing.
Infant shit, suffragette, ghost. It brought nothing up in Google.
Nothing.
Thanks, Charming. What else you got, Charming?
I'm just trying to make it interesting. It's like Mad
just
Libs,
take
you
off.
Know? You got to think of the best thing you can think of.
Take suffragette off.
Avalanche.
See what happens.
Avalanche.
Avalanche.
Do you know how to spell that?
There's a sign over there.
Whoa. Okay.
She knows.
When you leave...
Sorry,
whoa, what's this?
Infant shit avalanche ghost.
Infant shit avalanche ghost are the four words.
There's actually
images for including Raekwon.
Raekwon the chef?
that's amazing.
Up.
Wow, Raekwon the chef, man.
Yes.
I like that.
Common dreams, meaning interpretation.
I mean, I am all about
whatdreamsmean.com.
So cool.
There you go. Go down to that.
That's
common,
the one.
Yeah.
What dreams mean.
Yeah.
When you leave the baby with his dad on a...
I don't know, hiking trip?
1990, things from the 90s to end the nostalgia once and for all.
It came up when you
Beanie
typed in
Babies, infant, Star Wars Episode 1.
Infant shit,
Goldberg.
Avalanche Ghost.
Damn,
secret
baby,
stuff from Space Jam.
Well, yeah, the Ghost, right? There
the
you
movie.
Go. Yeah. Babies abused while laying in pentagram satanic. Oh, good Lord. That's from 2014.
Oh. Hey, whoa. I thought we were out of that by 2000.
Some more
dream. Hell yeah.
Some more dream meetings came up.
Producer Richie just said, hell yeah, when you said
babies
and pentagrams. Babies
were just shitting all over the place, and then an avalanche happened with the baby poop, and then a ghost came out of nowhere.
Mercy. Lord have mercy. He said, hell yeah, babies and pentagrams.
Hell yeah.
I got some pictures.
Yeah.
I got some pictures. Watch this. You do? You got some satanic tattoos?
He has a pentagram on his right shoulder.
Dare I ask why?
Mm-hmm. I push it, and then I say that unlocks the door to hell.
Ah.
And then the door opens.
Wow.
Wait, what's
I
up?
I mean, it's not a pentagram, but it's called an adinkra.
Adinkra?
That's African pretty symbol. Cool.
What is that? You got a tattoo?
It looks like
what's
one.
What's the symbol for?
It's fun.
It's an African symbol. It means of change.
Of change? Yeah. Adinkra?
Okay.
Adinkra. Yeah.
Adinkra. Let's Google
yeah.
that.
It's kind of kinky, but yeah, there you go. Let's try adinkra.
How do you spell it?
Putting that, oh, that adinkra symbol.
Man, she's last got skills.
Uh-huh.
I see that. It.
Nana Black. All
there
over.
It is right there at the top.
Adinkra.
Scroll up.
There's a symbol?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's the one I have on my arm right there for transformation.
Yours is prettier. Yours has got yeah. colors on it.
Unity.
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 Nothing. Thank you. I'm down.
It's
I'm
right
King
there.
Latifah.
King All right. Latifah. All right. We down wow. for another one?
Okay,
I'm down
next.
For another one. I can only imagine what Charmers would come up with. You're supposed to be spontaneous, not like putting the shit together in your head.
I'm not. Those are literally just
Whatever.
Things.
Constantinople.
Constipated? In my head.
Wow. The mind of Charming.
Here we go.
Like I said,
it's
we don't
crazy.
Know her.
What's swirling
Every show we learn
there.
Something new, man.
What's the first word I could pull out?
It's the heat in the pawn shop doing
weird
the shit to you, isn't it, man?
Shit. No, I'm just a weird person.
And proud of it, though.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
All right, Chip.
Start from scratch.
Oh,
go.
She asked her.
Oh.
Point.
Yes.
Point. She said point.
I dig it. Race car.
I said dig. D-I-G. She put it in my head.
Starfish.
Whoa.
I'm Patrick. Here we go.
Point race car dig starfish.
Did you mean point
dog.
Race car dog starfish? That's
not.
Exactly what I meant.
Thanks, <Yeah. laughs> Google. Wow. Point race car dig starfish.
Is race car one word or
a lot
two?
Of starfish
it's
came
race
up.
Car is one
now
word.
Now wait,
and it's a palindrome. It's spelled the same way forwards and backwards.
So do you guys get in trouble for watching videos?
No, it's not.
Well, I'm not showing it
because there's an e either
well,
on
know.
One side or the other.
Well,
no,
like,
the e's in the middle. You're right.
Yes.
Vanna Black scolding you.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, so check it out. Primus came up. Raekwon came up last time. Primus the band
Ooh.
Came up. As a video to
Jerry
watch.
Was a race car driver. Jerry's a goddamn fan.
Race car program. Summit Point Motors Park. Digging in the data. How to make a faster race car driver.
That's
Nothing
right.
to do with starfish, though.
No?
I see a lot of people aren't using it
driver's
as one
name.
Word, though.
How do you make a faster race car driver?
Oh, man. He's got to wear Pumas.
He's got to have a diaper
that's
on.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, that's the fastest shoe on the planet.
Starfish walking on the beach.
Hugo Boss short red size.
Download
new
Hello
starfish
Point.
Model from Hugo Boss. What is that?
A starfish walking on the beach? And is it in a race? Is it a starfish race? That popped up on YouTube. A starfish race.
Who the hell would watch that? Like a snail's racing, dude. Go.
Hey, I used to race pill bugs when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah, that was entertainment when you grew up out in the country.
I bet.
Yeah.
And starfish. Yeah. Starfish in the country, huh?
Yeah. No, I just fingered the starfish.
You fingered the starfish? Wait, say that again?
Yeah.
This is what you do at the beach, Chris.
Yeah, it's what you do when you're bored.
I got lucky over there.
Yeah, you fingered the
starfish. Came up and, you know.
There's nothing to do out there.
Starfish?
You fingered a starfish. There's Splash, and then there's Chris's version of it.
They have a little
Fuck this mermaid shit. I want a starfish.
Right?
I want you to click
Fuck
on
Brooke Shields.
Doesn't starfish have a little bubble
on
back?
Can you click on me, did you mean? I want to see what comes
what
up with the, like,
what?
Yeah, point race car
point
dog
race
starfish.
Point race car dog starfish.
Brooke Shields. Brooke Shields made
Why
me a man.
German Shepherd puppy with swimmer's syndrome teaches herself ... on the dodo, which is the YouTube
Forget
page.
Historic tragedy. This first space dog saves alien planets.
Wow.
This is amazing.
The Art of Racing in the Rain. A novel.
West Coast Starfish Disease. Biggest wildlife die-off ever recorded.
What is that? What happened?
There's Scientists from across the country met in Seattle last week to discuss
West
their
Coast.
Research about the recent mass
There's a disease that's
die-off.
That's
taking out,
yeah. taking out starfish?
That's
yeah.
from 2016, dude.
Oh, man.
In Seattle.
It's the biggest.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that is terrible.
So stop fingering
yeah.
your starfish,
I think
pal.
We should
Leave
make
alone.
T-shirts
I gave
about
him the clap.
I know.
Yeah. Most of
with your fingers,
yeah.
So,
up until now,
high contamination situation
Maryland crabs.
Up until now, up until now, I gave most of my girlfriends the clap, but the one I got now, I give her a full applause.
Oh
Somehow, Vanna
God.
Just smacked you upside the head. You feel that? I saw the hand.
Poor
kind of went right through your head there, but
poor Vanna.
I know Vanna's like. Anyway, yeah. You want to do another one? One more? This is kind of funny.
Yeah, it is kind of. I like it.
What Google comes up with, right?
Yeah.
Are you ready to blank it out?
Okay. Mm. Let's see.
My word is ball.
Ooh.
Singular.
Singular? Just one ball?
One big ball.
All right, I'm going to go with wheel.
Wheel. What do you got, Charming? Here we go.
Suds.
Suds.
Air. Suds as in soap suds?
Yeah.
Okay. She said air.
I got a case of the suds.
What's a case? Got a case of the suds?
What's a case of the suds?
A case of the suds. It's a cold. It's SpongeBob. Oh, okay. Cold.
It's when SpongeBob gets a cold, he gets the suds.
Case of the suds?
All right. He's all bubbly. And,
foaming at the mouth.
So what do we get? We got,
I think that's a case of the rabies.
Ball, wheels, suds, hair.
How do you remove hair from luggage wheels?
How do you remove hair from luggage wheels?
Who gets hair caught in the Samsonite? Ow, Mom, don't put on the conveyor yet. I'm stuck.
Turn the chair.
Right? That's from all the people sleeping in the airport.
Step one, they sleep in the airport. Upside down on a desk or on the floor. Step two, use a small scrub or toothbrush or mascara brush / wand and clean the caster with soap water or alcohol. This will remove dust and keep only hairs and threads that get
from luggage
tangled.
Wheels?
From luggage wheels.
Luggage wheels, guys. This is.
Well, I guess his hairs are not really on your head. I'm thinking someone got,
Oh, you thinking carpet hairs?
How would that happen?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I never thought to look at my luggage
bouncy
wheels.
Bouncy lacrosse ball wheels.
Testing
guys
may bouncy not ball
about
wheels.
Me, but I am a licensed cosmetologist.
Yeah,
also.
Let's test some bouncy
everybody
ball wheels.
Everybody loses 150 hairs a day.
We lose 150 hairs?
150 hairs.
From our head or elsewhere?
Everywhere.
Like everywhere? Like all humans?
We're just dropping it like flies?
That's pretty common.
Up and down
so
the hallway?
We could just be wheeling it all up.
I know I got at least. I know I pour at least 250 out of the shower drain.
I did. My sister is a cosmetologist.
See? Okay.
Charming. Locks of love.
The big brains on Charming.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I'm so glad you're on the show.
Oh,
I couldn't think of half of this shit.
Yeah, what's
that's
a
good,
what,
good,
what's
good
that mean?
Of the week.
What's testing bouncy
that's
ball
how the hair
wheels?
Got there.
How compelling is your writing?
So, Chris, between the top of your head and the bottom of your beard, you're losing about 75 hairs a day just falling off your fucking skull.
I can feel it.
Ow.
Ooh. I think a part of my brain's leaving with each strand.
Oh, so it's like a, okay.
What so this
it?
Guy,
like one
this
of those
guy
racer
has put,
scooters,
he's,
only he did like
he's
a bunch
put
of
bouncy ball wheels on as his wheel for the scooter.
That's crazy.
He's going to be able to bounce his razor. This is interesting. What is going to happen? All right, so these guys are talking back and forth. There seems to be some sort of Filipino boy.
All right, now they're upside down.
Talking with a guy in glasses.
Now
he just glued it.
His shirt says just right.
That's gonna
and
break.
His wheel is
Wait.
Made up of
hey,
bouncy
man,
balls
the
that he got
wheels.
At the
gumball.
He got these at the Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, the gumball.
They cost him 25 cents a seat.
And we'll hook
piece.
You up with the best.
Hey, look, it says Fusion on
wheels.
His shirt.
Oh.
Party on, Jasmine.
Party on, Garth.
You can bounce anywhere with your bouncy ball wheels.
Now, what's he going to do? Is he riding it now?
Fusion.
All right, here he comes.
Gross,
I feel like the balls are going
to
break.
I wonder how he actually attached the balls to the wheel.
It looks like he used a lot of glue. That's what it looked like.
Super glue?
I don't know what kind of glue that would. I mean, they make different craft glues for different bonds.
I know, right?
You know, yeah.
So this video on YouTube is from who? Who is this from? Bouncy ball
know.
Wheels. On your scooter.
He hasn't actually so scooted on it yet.
Yeah. When is this going to happen?
He must be a Ryan Wiley fan, though. Yeah. Do you know about this guy?
Do not.
Ryan Wiley is in the... he is a friend of Travis Pastrana.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in the... what do they call it? Nitro Circus. And he does crazy stuff on Razor scooters. Like, he can do backflips and grinds. Like, everything that a skateboarder can do, he does it on a Razor scooter. He'll go off those giant jumps like they do at the X Games.
Yeah.
Where they flip, like, three times in the air and land on a Razor scooter.
Oh, shit.
There is no it's way nuts. In hell that he can do what you do on a skateboard.
His name's Ryan Wiley.
So he does skateboard tricks on a Razor.
I follow him on Facebook. I follow him
on
Instagram. I'm a big fan of this
Chris
guy.
Chris has his tattoo and everything.
There's another guy.
Jasmine,
there's another guy.
Do you have a Razor scooter?
There's another guy Never in the did. Nitro Circus they call Wheelie.
Yeah.
The dude's paralyzed from the waist down.
Yeah.
He does double backflips in his wheelchair.
This is what? Absurd.
Because he can't feel it.
It's crazy, right? What if he was to land wrong? If he was to land wrong, he'd be dead.
Dude, he just paralyzed his neck.
He's used to it.
What's one more body part?
Okay.
Baby laughed at your joke.
All the bouncy balls fell off the wheel.
For them to fall off. Just glued on.
So this is it? This is the end of the video?
That's what we got out of that.
He tried to roll and it didn't roll.
That was a good time. I thought that was a cool idea.
That was the worst video I've ever seen in my life.
I want parts of my life back.
Look up one more word.
All right, let's do one more word. One more set of words.
Okay.
One more set of words. Here we go.
Shenanigans.
Ooh.
The word is shenanigans.
Richie's joining in.
Charming's big on that word.
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans. She should have a shirt. I'm gonna put charming shenanigans.
I do.
Red. The color red.
Do you have a shenanigans?
Vanna Black said she loves shenanigans. That's why she haunts houses and studios and podcast studios. We're the only podcast with a pirate and a ghost. How's that, Greg? And a sheep, for that matter. Or a goat. Was that a goat?
I don't know.
Ghost, not goat.
I heard a lot about goats lately.
What the hell?
I was zoning out.
I heard that male goats actually piss in their own beard to attract females.
You should try it, Chris.
I thought about it.
How do they do that?
I was thinking about squirting some of that simple pleasures urine in my beard.
How do they manage that? I mean, I guess they...
How far can I? I don't know.
I mean, I guess they just pinch it off. If you pinch it off and build up enough pressure, you can squirt that shit like 20 feet.
Seriously?
They're cloven hooves.
Yeah, with the cloven hoof.
Vanna Black wants your attention.
I'm going with red.
Shenanigans? Polish?
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 I mean, it's the same. No matter how you look at it.
You got a word?
Cam. Yeah. C-A-M.
C-A-M.
Capitalization is important.
Cam. My word's finger.
I'm going to do...
Shenanigans, Polish, cam, finger.
Triangle.
This is the four words going to Google search to see what comes up with. Shenanigans, Polish, cam red?
What's this word?
Triangle.
Combinowani.
That's what shenanigans means in Polish.
Oh.
Finger, the thing you're pointing at me.
Combinowani.
Your ghostly fingernails. She scratches.
What the heck?
Try a finger. Try a finger.
Chris has tried that. Try a starfish once.
Try a whole hand if you might like it.
Starfish are dying off. I'm getting
Jesus
fingers.
Christ.
Yeah, I gave him the clap. Damn. Gave the starfish the clap.
Single-handedly. We should have had you at that summit meeting.
Wiped out the population. I'm saving the coral reef, though.
That's a good thing.
What do we got? You put in shenanigans, polish, cam, red, triangle, finger.
Crank and cam polishing.
That's like five words.
Are you smooth enough?
crank and cam polishing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Wait, why do you put another L?
I like to take some steel wool when I'm... When I'm polishing my crank,
okay.
A lot of fingernail
I like to take some steel wool to it, get some 10W-40 on that baby, just polish the hell out of that crank.
Micro polish,
so
cam
there's a lot
journalist.
Of nail polish coming up.
37
if you're
best
do
DIY
polish,
shenanigans.
I would just capitalize the P.
Ends up with a bathtub full of blood.
Yeah, she wants polish. Now still get polished. A lot of nail polishing going on.
Well, that's because Polish and polish are spelled the same.
That's a fish. Is it a pollock a fish?
Red cam fingerboarding there, Chris.
Pollock, yeah, but
red
I don't
light
think
cameras,
it's
fingers
that
crossed.
Way, right? Isn't it P O L A K for pollock?
Did you ever do that when you were a kid? Did you ever have the fingerboard?
Pollock is a fish.
The little skateboard with them on your fingers.
That's what they used to make imitation crap.
You just tried to do kickflips and shit with your fingers. You never had that
in school? No.
Oh, I had one of those.
We didn't have those yet?
Yeah, I had one of those.
Must've been a '90s thing, dude. Here we go. Oh wait, we're fighting over how to spell Pollock.
What isn't it important?
But here's what came up. Red
it takes
light.
A Pollock to spell Pollock.
There's a YouTube video.
P-O-L-A-K.
Hey, are you Polish?
Oh.
P-O-L-A-K.
So one L, no C.
How much percent?
Okay. Very good.
Did you do a DNA test? Yeah. I did one too.
Uh-oh.
Crinkly grin.
Vanna Black is a Pollock.
Chinese smorgasbord all over my dot,
dot,
dot. Man
on the moon, script delivery. This is not a camera. If there's not a camera in that wall.
Mama Roma's. A dark Italian restaurant with red booths. Well, that's part of the script. Okay.
Hmm?
Are you trying to do some of that Pollock humor?
In an Italian
Tony Clifton.
Torches in the ashtray. She pouts her red lips to the left,
the
to
hounds,
the right, to
the
be
hounds
funny.
Of Emerald Studios.
Who in the interim was living off the small inheritance that came? Before group is over, the therapist draws a triangle on a piece of paper. While I test its sharpness on my index finger, we talk about our weekends, the shenanigans before nodding out.
Awesome. Good reading. Charming.
Bravo. This is why we need to get Norma. This is why we need to get Nora Roberts on the podcast.
We should. That would be really cool.
I've been pushing to get her. I've sent her two emails trying to get Nora Roberts on the
that would
on
be
here.
Really
and
awesome.
Nothing.
She
How's
lives
it going?
Right
she
around the corner.
Yeah, she lives. She lives up on South Mountain.
So she responded.
Did she move?
She did not respond. No. Like my emails got redirected to I guess her manager or something like that or agent. And then they didn't respond. And then I sent them a video of our Hub Show TV show and said we would like for you to come on the TV show. Yeah. Sent her a thing of that. I saw it got read, but there was no response.
I couldn't get the
dollar signs there.
And then I talked to somebody else, and they said that I should go down to her bed and breakfast. Her bed and breakfast is right there on the square in Boonesboro. They said, should just go down to the bed and breakfast.
With the Hub Show microphone?
She goes in there all the time. Like, just go in and drop a business card and a note saying, hey, we would like for you to come on the podcast.
Let's do that.
And it goes directly to her.
Field trip.
We just go in there with some Hub Show microphones and just do it.
Just set up shop.
Hey, are you Nora Roberts?
Here we are, Nora Roberts.
She's in her bed and breakfast. Yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I mean, covers pulled up.
And then we get Charming to read some things out of her books.
Sure.
That's right.
Yeah,
she
some
totally
excerpts.
Has a book voice.
Yeah, she does have a book voice.
Audio
very
book
good,
voice.
Charming. Wow. Podcast voice for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you. What?
Well, that seems like a big runaround, you know? We shouldn't have to talk to the West Coast to get 5 miles down the road.
No shit.
Yeah. Why don't I just go down and knock on her door? She lives right down the road.
Yeah, she's under contract.
The ghostly voice of Anna. The walls are talking.
That's what I said. There is no dollar signs in your emails.
That's because there's no dollar signs to give.
Vanna Black
he was
knows.
Trying.
Well,
Vanna Black is on top of
that's
her
right.
shit.
Well, that's why we need
still
to.
Hasn't heard
that's
from
why
the
we.
Agent either.
That's why we need to skip the channels and go down and talk to her directly.
Field
skip
trip.
The channels,
Robert.
Yes,
police.
Yeah,
we're the Hub Show.
Yeah. Hey, I got this rag of chloroform.
We love you, Nora Roberts.
Jesus Christ.
This is so
she's
bad.
Probably not coming on now.
I got this rag of chloroform in this van. Wall-to-wall carpet. You're going to love it.
Hey, I can't get the Fleet
Can
family.
Can we all just dress up like Scooby
I can't
Gang,
get the local
know?
Fleet Family Five to come on the Hub Show TV show.
No?
That's the Circus family with the sword swallowers and all that.
Amazing.
She totally turned it down.
Really?
So wait, are we done with the game? Is the game
unbelievable.
With what?
Clean as in what? It's not blanked out.
What, you mean the internet has been wiped from Nora Roberts?
Maybe she just
contact
blocked
info?
You guys because... Maybe she just blocked
yeah,
you.
Yeah, maybe she felt like you were stalking her.
You were harassing her.
Well, I was looking in her window one night.
That'll do it.
I was up in the tree looking in her bedroom window.
With his Hub Show t-shirt.
Hub Show t-shirt, my microphone.
And binoculars.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Nora
Roberts, I love you. Why can't you just be on our show?
She's looking pretty good for her age.
The Desperate Podcast.
How old is her age?
68
years old.
Wow.
Maybe if I told her I just went to go see Bob Seger, she would respect me a little more.
Is she good friends with Bob Seger?
I don't know, but I'm sure
she's.
She
I'm sure
she's.
I'm sure they are.
She probably has a Bob Seger tattoo somewhere or something.
Yeah, right?
Hollywood
turn
night,
the page.
The Hollywood Nights on her thigh. Or
turn
something.
The page,
Trains
right?
Turn the page on the other thigh.
Yeah.
Turn the page. Whoa, yeah. Oh, it's called Turn the Page Books. That's crazy.
Huh?
That's,
what?
No, her husband owns and operates a bookstore in Boonesboro, Maryland
yeah.
called Turn the page Books.
So
no
there's a
that's
way.
The weirdest.
There's
as you
Bob
said that, I read that.
No reference.
That was the weirdest
wow.
thing.
She has a bookstore named after a Bob Seger song?
Her husband does.
Wow. That's insane.
When I read
Chris,
that as
amazing.
You said that, and I was like, yeah, turn the page.
That's some podcast cool. magic right there,
wow.
dude.
No, that's like the time that we were talking about that. What the hell were we talking about? And then your friend called, and then he brought Fluffers.
Fluffers.
And then he called and brought that up, and we were like, what? We were literally just talking about
Bob
Fluffers.
Seger and Fluffers, folks, right here on the Hub Show. I'm good.
That's
always
crazy.
Always kind of weird coincidences.
Wow.
Yeah, you go all the way to California.
Probably her.
Whatever.
Going back.
Listen, we're going to... I want to wrap this baby up. It's
so
been a good time, but
Vanna Black's going back to Kelly.
Enough,
Kelly
also works as an adult
Vanna
content
Black
photographer
like the
and
most
videographer.
Awesome what? Secretary.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen
that
baby?
That is insane.
Go ahead, Charmy. What was that?
I was saying her husband also works as an adult content photographer and videographer.
What?
This is why we need to do the Hub Show from the locked door.
What? Who?
No, that's our in.
Nor Robert's husband.
Maybe his videos are in there.
Nor Robert's husband.
They do signings in there all
the time.
Is
Nora in the videos?
Come down. I doubt it. Come down to my bookstore.
You're telling me that Nora Roberts' husband is a contractor. Because
he's
actually a carpenter. He hired him to build bookshelves. He built he remodeled the bookstore. He built the bed and breakfast, and the bed and breakfast caught on fire. There was a huge fire. Propane tank blew up, burned down the whole square of Boonesboro. Then they rebuilt it, right? And that was maybe 5-6 years ago. That was probably longer than that. Maybe 8 years ago. And then that's when everybody knew that Nora Roberts lived in town because she was married to the guy who burned down the square. And then they rebuilt it all off of insurance money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they live up on South Mountain now. And you're telling me that he also...
That's what... He's a
porn director?
According to Wikipedia, yeah.
Adult content.
So he also works as an adult content photographer and videographer.
So he has his clientele right in front of him then. So they come and he's like, you're pretty attractive. And then they're just like, so you into taking pictures? It's like, you're nude, but I mean,
right?
That's a good book.
How many films do you think he made in that bed and breakfast before he blew the place up?
Yeah,
well, it says it was undergoing.
Robert Roberts in... Bed and Breakfast 2, the sequel.
Well, yeah, you got to cut all this if we're ever going to get her on the show.
Oh, shit. Well, you're the one talking about it, mister.
I know, right?
Charmy's digging deep. She wants to know more.
It's kind of interesting.
It is kind of interesting. It's an interesting story.
Charmy. It says that the suites were inspired by and named for literary romantic couples with happy endings.
Really? I bet.
Well, all of her books are very sensual books.
Are they erotics?
They are erotic books.
I have never read a single one of
them.
She has like
40 number one bestsellers, yeah. And they're all like... Oh. Yeah, they're...
Okay, well,
they're all like,
she is an ardent baseball fan, having been honored by the local minor league baseball team, Hagerstown Sun, several times.
Batting balls, baby.
Maybe we need to go to Thirsty Thursday at the stadium and...
We'll get a hold of Johnny Castle. We know Johnny Castle.
Yeah, we'll talk to him. We'll grab the mic.
Guys, we got a lot of different angles here. We can try and...
Yeah.
Try that desperate to get Nora Roberts
get in
on our
one
show.
Angle
I'm just
on
trying
Nora.
To make Chris's dream come true.
He yeah, wants right? to meet Nora Roberts at her bed and breakfast.
I'm trying to get in. Clearly, I'm trying to get apparently. In an angle on Nora.
Yeah.
Chris, we got 1,000
here's the
different
deal, Chris.
Entry.
You better
Chris,
her husband's not Chris, listening.
Chris, the plateau is you get to interview her in bed at the bed and breakfast.
Boom.
Boom. Hub Show exclusive.
The Tub Show.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The Tub Show. We still have to do that.
We haven't done the Tub Show yet.
Yeah.
So
I still got to get the plastic doll for him
one.
To sit
what
in the tub with.
The Tub
Show.
He has a hot tub outside.
The Tub Show is I'm going to get...
The Tub Show.
I'm going to get some women in the hot tub with me, and I'm going to have a big-ass Cuban cigar and a...
Yeah.
A bottle of scotch
amazing.
Or something like that, and we're going to do the Tub Show.
You probably have done that before.
No.
Without calling it the
just
Tub Show.
Just not recorded.
Yeah.
We're going to change the H to a T, a little red spray.
No. There's always a ton of cock blockers over here. That never happens.
If we can get
you can't
a,
let
hit,
there,
we
no
can get
other
a
dude can ever let that
live
happen
show,
when there's another dude in the room.
That would be hilarious.
Hey, we had fire. Why not water?
And just have...
Chris?
What?
Maybe episode number 7. Would you bring the hot tub into the studio?
It'd be amazing.
Do the Tub Show from there. You know Tony would be so down.
I think Tony
there.
Would be.
Would
I can't
be so
believe
great.
He let us set stuff on fire.
Set the hot tub up where the musical act usually
yeah.
is. Right?
Yeah.
That would be perfect.
And there's just Chris in there, and then like the guests just get in the hot tub to talk.
Yeah.
Fully clothed. Just
then they don't even expect it.
No,
what? Get in the back.
What?
Get in the hot tub.
You're gonna
what?
Get in the hot yeah. was it?
But I'm
didn't
the mayor.
Bring my suit. But I'm
he's talking to Mayor Bob Brugge in the hot tub. So about the stadium. Anyway, Charm, we're gonna tune out here and say our goodbyes here. But you had something you brought. You posted on Facebook and it got your attention. And this was something up in Washington State. What happened?
So they passed a law that they're gonna allow. Like organic composition of bodies of human remains
into soil,
which is pretty cool because
is that against the law normally?
Yeah, It was.
What are we talking about?
I mean, these are human bodies. Like, what you can do with human remains is a very, very, like, touchy thing.
Touchy subject.
But it's great because our funeral industry is kind of destroying our water systems the and funeral our earth.
Okay, explain why and how for those who don't understand what you're talking about. How is the funeral industry destroying?
Well, we don't need formaldehyde. I mean,
that goes in the ground and all that stuff.
Yeah, it seeps
right.
out, but that stuff takes a really long time to break down.
Gotcha.
In general, like coffins and a formaldehyde body is going to be in there for quite a while before it breaks down. But in the meantime, it's just seeping out into the soil. We all know how the rain cycle works.
So every cemetery everywhere has got this formaldehyde flowing through the grounds there.
Yeah. And it's just,
so what do we do? Like, what do you give permission for them to decompose our body?
Yeah. You can.
Explain. What do you mean? Like, instead of at your funeral, the guy's not formaldehyded up. He's just laying there.
No, they would put you in this pod that they've created.
Ew.
And they would just use natural processes to decompose your body in this pod and basically turn you into soil
away.
It's not right away. I mean, it takes a little bit of time, but like overall it's like the
new age version of a mass grave.
Something like that, right?
I mean, you get your
back in the Civil War, you just throw them in a ditch and throw some water over it.
It's just one body in this pod.
Pee on them.
And they regularly check on it and turn it and make sure that the composting is even. And it's better for
they
the
come
environment than
till the soil.
Charming is on fire.
They till the soil with your body in it.
Constantly. Yeah, they're making soil out of your body.
So they're gonna till your body.
Basically, yeah, to make sure that like the promotion of healthy bacteria is going on, and
because
and
you're all a science experiment.
Well,
this with 6 bodies that were donated.
I heard an interview with Neil deGrasse Tyson, and he did actually kind of change my mind. On what you're supposed to do when you die.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is what?
Like, he said that he believed that, like, he always grew up believing in cremation because that's just the easiest way out, right? You just turn your body to ash and then the ash hits the ground, right? Then he thought about it a little bit as he got older and started to become more intelligent and everything and learn stuff. And he said that if your body is put into the ground, then your energy is saved within Earth's atmosphere.
Yeah.
And it kind of contributes to the growth of everything. If you actually go, if you get cremated, then your body your body becomes heat and it evaporates and goes out into space. It like radiates into space.
Awesome.
So he would rather have his energy stored within Earth than go out into space.
Nope.
That's
cool.
Why
I want a Viking funeral.
I'm doing the ash thing, man. Yeah. I don't even want to be buried. Yeah. I don't want none of that crap.
But my dad got cremated, and I liked it.
It's a good alternative. My sister was cremated. I think that it's good for the environment, but it also still depends on, gases and everything else to fuel.
It's a lot of energy to break down a body. Just from a spiritual sense
bones,
or whatever,
you know?
I don't want to be buried. I want a normal funeral. I want my stuff sprinkled somewhere at the Haunted Mansion at Disney World. It's not
I'd be cool if somebody just, I told you guys there's a park down in Florida where you can be buried naturally. You can have your pets buried. People bury their horses, all kinds of stuff. And it's a natural park. It's protected.
Buried naturally.
Yeah,
just
and
you just become a plant.
Yeah, you just become one with the earth. And I'd be okay
with
that.
I want to get buried riding
wonderful.
A horse.
That would be really cool. Like, wasn't Napoleon buried like that or
something?
With
my sword in the air.
Somebody was.
When you get buried naturally, you get buried the same way, like 6 feet under type of thing.
Yeah, they put you down.
I'm saying the hurricanes come and the water starts to wash away and these bodies start floating up in the park.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Remember, like, so what happened, like,
the zombies are sleeping.
This kind of stuff, though, is really good for, like, cities like New Orleans because, remember Hurricane Katrina? Like, coffins were just, like,
floating around. That,
like, because
they came
don't
out of the ground.
When the government blew the dams.
Is that what they did, Chris?
That's right. The conspiracy.
Yeah.
I was getting ready to call him one of those.
I know. Mr. Tim Foyle
he's
over
full
here.
Of those.
That's all right. Yeah. Hey, we all have our own.
That's right.
I have my own conspiracy theories. I don't sit here and beat the drum about it. But hey, that's a whole other show.
Destroyed this
damn
series.
Anyway, hey, Hub Show. It's been interesting. It's been real. I like the wait. Vanna Black said, "Huh?
Go for the good death, guys. Go for the good death.
Why?
You don't need
I can't read the ghost lips.
You don't need to be
embalmed. She's trying to get Morgan to do some shout outs. Morgan has some sponsors.
Morgan Turner, what you got? No. Power
Morgan
lifter.
Sponsors.
Power lifter.
Power lifter.
Come on.
Come on, Morgan.
What do you got?
No.
No? No one sponsors you when you do these contests?
No, no.
You don't have, like, Monster Energy drink on your ass or anything like that?
Yeah, I wish. No.
Jimmy John's, like Brock Lesnar?
That basically, I don't get anything out of it. They're not a sponsor. Like, okay. I'll promote their business, and I get a promo code, and then I get free shit based off of.
What if Hub Show sponsored?
Thank you. I was just thinking that.
What if Hub Show sponsored?
Yeah, that'd be cool. I can picture that one.
Put Hub Show on the spandex.
What do you mean you can picture that? I can picture it.
Amazing. Yeah.
No?
Yes.
Are you gonna show up to my powerlifting meet on the West Coast?
We're just gonna slap our logo on your stuff.
Just show up in the audience
live
with our
show
microphones
from the La Brea Tar Pits.
Yeah, baby.
No, you guys would be perfect though. It would be perfect.
Oh well, we'll talk about it off the air. We're gonna be sponsoring a roller derby this summer.
I got I got a wrestler who choked me out about 3 weeks ago, and I'm gonna need some muscle.
Screw that guy.
Yeah. That video.
Yeah. I'm gonna need some muscle.
It looks.
Uh-oh, Chris
Sabal is. I'm gonna need some.
There's
backup
nothing,
for this guy.
There's nothing fake about it.
Where
this
are you June
real,
17th? Are you going to be around?
Deal.
June 17th.
It's a Monday.
I'm here.
You here?
I'll be at work.
No, you take the day off.
Really?
You take the afternoon off. He might need your help.
I'm going to need your help.
We need your help.
Backup.
We're trying to put things to rest here between Sabal and Captain Decapitate and Chris and I.
Right,
and
but I'm going to need a bodyguard.
So you guys are at an actual wrestling match?
Yeah.
Yeah. To
build on this, Chris was being a smartass and read a poem to Captain Decapitate here on the Hub Show.
Yeah.
And it didn't go over well with Captain D and his crew.
He didn't like it.
And,
Captain
D showed up to Comic-Con and bitch-slapped Chris.
Yeah, out of the blue.
He came up and bitch-slapped Chris at the Comic-Con.
Well,
and dared us not to show up at Hamburger.
I actually saw that video on April 20th.
And he told us not to show up at Hamburger.
That's true. He shoved Charming out of the way on his way to Chris. And he smacked Chris.
I would really did that to you.
Told us not to be in Hamburg on April 20th. And we showed up in Hamburg on April 20th. And then
we're coming
out.
For you.
And then he had his man come and choke me out.
Yeah. And we've been trying to mend some bridges here. But Captain D's pretty upset. Sabal's had some things happen recently.
Oh, fuck Captain
D's. Isn't that a seafood restaurant?
It is.
Under the sea.
We call him Captain Crunch. He doesn't like
Captain D yeah. Under the sea.
Yeah, so anyway, so maybe we need some muscle, all right. Morgan.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
Maybe
it's on,
she
baby.
Could be a wrestler.
Oh, goodness.
That's your next move.
She could totally be a wrestler.
You could?
Oh, my God. That'd be cool. What would your
name totally
be?
Seeing it.
Charlie's like, T-Money clip.
Yes.
There we go. You heard it here first. The Hub Show.
I was going to play on the whole Turner thing, but.
Hub Show makes things happen.
My friend Anna gave me that
name.
That is awesome.
There you go. You heard it here first. T-Money clip is in the house. Power lifter, pro wrestler. Yeah.
We dig it.
The Hub Show digs it, but we're out of here. So Jay Heiss for Chris Canfield and Charmer Gassetta. T-Money clip.
T-Money clip.
Morgan Turner no longer. Hub Show, we're out of here. Later. Peace.